Hard to believe, but we've come to the last video this week. But like the expression goes, we've saved the best till last. Because so far this week we've talked about all the wonderful things God does in the life of a poor sinner, calling him, changing him, saving him, and working in him both the desire and the ability to live a godly, a holy life. And let's not forget who made all of this possible, Jesus Christ. Because of his perfect life, his infinitely valuable sacrifice, sinners like we are may experience all these blessings of God. Let's never forget that it's all about Jesus Christ, all of salvation. But we said the best has been saved for last, because now we're going to ask ourselves, what is God's grand plan? Why did he create everything in the beginning? Why did he allow Adam and Eve to fall into sin? Why did the Son of God come into this world to save sinners? What happens after we die and after Jesus returns in glory? So children, today we need to think about the big picture. And it's not always easy. But to do that, we have God's Word and God's Spirit to help us. Getting ready. Children, did you ever have to get ready for a family picture? Whether you go to a store or had somebody else take the picture, or even if your parents took the picture themselves, you would get ready for it, right? You would make sure your hair is combed and your clothes look nice and so on. You have to get ready. Well, all those things we talked about this week, the way God works in a person, all that he does, that prepares us. That's to get us ready. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, get ready for what? And I would say for two things. He is getting us ready to live our lives for his glory now, but he's also getting us ready to live with him forever later. And that brings us to the grand plan. We all make plans, right? Some of those plans don't always work out. This virus situation, so many of our plans have changed. But did you know that God has one plan? It's true. He is so incredibly wise, he knows everything there is to know, that he has one plan for everything that will ever happen. And everything about God's grand plan always works out. God never has to think, now, what should I do? Because everything in his plan works out just how he planned it. Everything. So when Adam and Eve fell into sin, it didn't surprise God. No, it wasn't pleasing that they did that. But God had long planned before that he would send his Son into this world to rescue fallen sinners like them and us. And that's what we've been talking about all week. That brings us to dark and light colors. Did you ever color a picture with crayons or paint? I'm sure most of you have. You might use very nice, bright colors, red, yellow, orange. But you know, really good artists also like to use dark colors too. In fact, sometimes the bright parts of the picture look even brighter when behind them or around them are dark colors. You know, children, God uses things like that in a true Christian's life too. What do I mean? A true Christian's life isn't always easy. It isn't always joyful. Oh, there are moments, even seasons of joy. But there's also what we call the dark colors in our life too. So sickness, pain, hard times, people we love dying, and most painful of all, our own sins that we really grieve over. But God is so amazing, so wise, so infinitely good, that he knows how to take those dark things in life and turn them around so that the believer is actually better because of them. So God teaches us important lessons through our suffering, through the grief we feel because of our sins, through the hard times in life, hard times that no one really likes to go through. The grand finale. I'm sure many of you have gone to a night of music, whether it was a music night at school or a choir or somebody playing an instrument. But sometimes toward the end of the program, there's what's called a grand finale. It might be a very special song, one that gets louder and more beautiful toward the end. These songs can be very moving. They can be very powerful. Well, listen to something Jesus once said about the things we've talked about the love he has to his saved children, to true believers. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Now, believers feel this joy in this life, but not all the time. And that's not Jesus' fault. It's our own fault. Because he said, if we keep his commandments, then we will abide in his love. Meaning, we'll feel and experience that love from day to day. But sadly, we don't always keep his commandments. And so sometimes we miss that rich sense of his love. But just like on the music night, there is that final special song, the grand finale. So there is such a thing in God's plan too. What is it? Well, it comes in two parts, children. Listen carefully. The Father's house. Children, to his disciples and to all true believers, Jesus once said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." This is amazing. Jesus was saying, this life isn't all there is. He said when he ascended up to heaven, he did so to prepare a place for his people to live in forever. Now, you know that that first place is called heaven. It's where those who truly trust in Jesus go immediately, the moment they die. Remember the thief on the cross, how Jesus said that that very day that thief would be with Jesus in paradise? Well, that's heaven. But the Bible talks about another place, even greater. It's called the new heaven and the new earth. Why is that so special? Because all of God's believing people will be able to see God. They will all see Jesus with the kind of eyes we now have. But they will never sin again. They will never be sad again. They will never feel pain again. They'll never have to deal with a sinful heart anymore. There will be nothing wrong in the new creation. It'll be all new. No death, no disease, no one to bother us anymore. People will love each other so fully, so deeply, it'll be perfect in every way. I can't even tell you how great it will be because it's beyond anything we could ever imagine. This is the Father's house, the place where saved sinners, angels, and God himself will be together in perfection forever. And it all starts with God. That special calling, that changing us, that saving us, starting to make sinners holy in this life, making us perfectly holy then. This is why we worship God. This is why we want to serve God. This is why we want to repent of our sins to God. This is why we want to trust in his mercy. It's all about him. He deserves all the credit, all the glory, for all that we've been studying this week. And for teaching us about himself through the precious names of Jesus that Pastor Vanderhoek has been talking about. Life with God forever, as a perfect person, in a perfect place, with a perfect God. If you're a believer now, this is your future. If you are not truly saved, not truly sorry for your sins, not really trusting in Jesus Christ for all that you need to be saved, please don't go on that way, but turn to him today and ask him to save you. What he will give his children in glory is better than everything here on earth.